Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lots of fun happening throughout the month of February at the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, including a couple of slot tournaments and hot seat giveaways. Follow along on their website or their Facebook page. 24-hour-a-day gaming fun at the Shoshone Rose Casino and Hotel. County 10 Podcast is also made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique at 258 Main Street, beautiful downtown Lander. Ask about their lines Foil and Tribal. Foil uses a soft wool from New Zealand. They say it's the softest they've ever felt. Stop in to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. And the County 10 Podcast is made possible by Rendezvous Dental, Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett, bringing the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology, and they're accepting new patients now. They're great with kids. Book an appointment for the entire family at Rendezvous Dental.
This is the County 10 Podcast from the Porter's 10Cast Studio. Here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Wednesday, February 19th to you. Students at Willow Creek Elementary School in Riverton had the opportunity to give back to their community this week as part of National Have a Heart Day. Students had the options to choose how to make the community smile. Some students read, did science experiments and art projects with younger children, including at Aspen Early Learning Center. Some students wrote letters to Fremont County veterans. Some went to Paws Animal Shelter and volunteered. Others went to Sweetwater Gardens, where they cleaned and planted. And some made treat bags for local firefighters and police officers, while some colored with residents at Homestead Assisted Living Facility. County10.com's Amanda Faring went to Willow Creek to witness some of the acts of kindness this week. Check out a bunch of great photos at county10.com. Last Saturday, the annual Men Who Cook fundraising event was held at the Fremont County Fairgrounds in Riverton. Fundraiser helps provide money for Fremont County children ages birth through five with a free book once a month through the Dolly Parton Imagination Foundation. 14 different food stations and 17 chefs provided food to the over 200 patrons who came out to support Saturday night. Event organizer Courtney Hill told County 10 that the event helped raise enough money for 383 kids to receive one book each month through 2020. More details on the Dolly Parton Imagination Foundation and for the Men Who Cook event can be found at county10.com. Last Saturday, the Central Wyoming College Lady Rustler women's basketball team hosted Eastern Wyoming Community College out of Torrington, and while they lost a close one, 63-60, there was some good news for the Lady Rustlers. Essie Latu, a sophomore, surpassed Palani Tarawa's former record of 824 career points to become the new Lady Rustler modern-day all-time scoring leader. Latu scored 24 points in that ball game. That put her career point total at 832, 8 points ahead of Tarawa. Latu told us the individual accomplishment is nice, but hopes her team can have more success down the final stretch of the season.
Honestly, I wasn't like sure. Like I was like surprised. Like I was just more like I'm honored because like that was like one of my close friends. Like that was her record, so it was pretty cool that I broke it. But you know, I couldn't have done it without like any of my teammates or anything. But yeah, I was just more grateful and like that I'm like here and like I saw everyone's support like when they mentioned that I broke the record, and that was like the main like thing that I was like happy about. Like I seen how many people like really support me, and like I was so like thankful for that. But like breaking the record, I don't know, it's cool and stuff, but like I feel like I can always like do better with things and stuff.
Wednesday is the final time you can catch Central Wyoming College at home, at least during the regular season, as they play Western Wyoming Community College. Lady Rustlers play at 5:30. The men's team plays after that at about 7:30 at Rustler Gymnasium. Coming up on Saturday, both men's and women's teams head to Laramie County Community College at Cheyenne to wrap up the regular season. Then it's off to Region 9 postseason play. And now that we're into the 2020s, the other 20s, the roaring 20s, were 100 years ago. In fact, 100 years ago exactly from the start date of Prohibition in America back in 1920. Rediscover the Winds, a Wyoming history podcast host Kirsten Michael tells us a little bit more about what Du Bois was like during Prohibition.
So one of the best known speakeasies in Du Bois, though, because like a lot of places, there were a lot of speakeasies around the nation during Prohibition. And one of the best known ones in Du Bois was called Walt's Place. And so the building was built in 1921, where, as records say, you could get soft drinks as well as the hard stuff. and unlike most speakeasies in cities, there was no secret back room to Walt's Place, no basement bar or hidden attic. Its door opened right off of Main Street. Other Du Bois residents weren't so comfortable with flouting the law of Prohibition and were a little more creative when it came to manufacturing, selling, and distributing alcohol during the time when it was illegal. Like, for example, I love one of the stories that an old timer told me is that haystacks in fields along Horse Creek were like caches of whiskey. That's where you would have haystacks marked on like the secret map, and it would be saying like, this one's empty, this one should have whiskey in it. And then another old timer remembers being a kid and going for Sunday drives in the like family wagon with the entire family, which turned out to just be covers for delivering jugs of moonshine made at stills hidden in the dense forests around town.
Find more stories about Fremont County in the 1920s on the latest episode of Rediscover the Winds, a Wyoming history podcast that is part of the 10Cast Network. And we'll wrap it up today with this one. Earlier this month, WalletHub.com ranked the most sinful states in America. Wyoming, not full of sinners, as it turns out. They tallied data using categories like harmful behavior, drug and gambling addictions, anger, lust, greed, and more. Ultimately, they found Wyoming not very sinful. We rank 49th out of the 50 states in sinfulness. Only place less sinful, apparently, is Vermont. Our neighbors in Idaho, also not very sinful, ranking 48th. Colorado, right in the middle of the pack at 26th. Meanwhile, the most sinful states, Nevada, Texas, Florida, California, and Georgia. Complete rankings up at county10.com, and you can feel free to weigh in on our Facebook page. Do you agree or disagree with those findings? Naturally, quite a few comments up there already, including a lot of funny and sarcastic ones. The new format of the County 10 podcast is available to you every weekday, Monday through Friday, on the 10Cast Network. We're also going to have some more extended conversations, as you've come to know and love. Also, check out some of the other shows on the 10Cast Network. Like sports fans, you may like the County 10 Kickoff podcast. Riverton Local Ladies has a guest host this week. And if you're a true crime fan, check out Dead and Gone in Wyoming. This show's available anytime on your smart speaker, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher. You can always find us at 10cast.county10.com. Thanks to the Wyoming Department of Transportation for making the show possible. WIDOT reminds you to always wear your seatbelts. Buckle up. It's the easiest way to prevent the loss of life or serious injury in the event of a crash. Always fasten your seatbelt. And the County 10 podcast brought to you by Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. The only two certified hand therapists in Lander, Laura Varner and Michelle Mazur. They treat conditions affecting the entire body too. They're at 4th and Main, and they're moving into a new facility late spring or early summer. That's Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.